All right, here we go. Let's go to work.
Set! Break! Hit! 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 Hit!
Good. Nice job, nice job, nice job.
Cutler says that he loves that you listen to him, you understand him.
When you played for coaches that were stuck in their ways and didn't listen to you, you built a frustration, especially when, as we know, not all the coaches' stuff works all the time. And so I wanted to be able to let the players know that, hey, I'm going to listen. Let the coaches know that, hey, I'm not going to come in here and ramrod an offense down your throat. I want to make sure that I do listen and make sure that I'm trying to call as much as possible. The things that our players feel good about, because now they can go out and play fast and play with confidence.
Mike's played the game before, so he understands that coaches aren't out there playing. They're not out there with the helmets on. They don't have to run the plays. We're the ones that have to be comfortable with it. And at the end of the day, if it's not working for us for whatever reason, it either needs to be changed or thrown out. And he's living by that philosophy.
How do you get through to today's player? Is that it? Being more open-minded with them?
Players don't want you to kiss their butts. At the end of the day, they want you to help them get better. They want you to help them go out there and play great football so they can get paid. And so if you do that, okay, and then it's going to work. And I think that happens when you're real with players. And sometimes that realness stings.
When you were in Minnesota and you had Culpepper and Moss and Carter, you guys put up monster numbers. I think 3 out of 4 years, you were one of the top four teams. Do you have that kind of talent with this Bears team? Can you put up those types of numbers?
I think we have legitimate wide receivers. I think we have legitimate backs, almost 4 really good tight ends. Yes, again, it goes back to where are we at up front, you know. All of those parts that help the car be a sports car are nothing if the engine's not working. To me, the engine's always been the offensive line. Our engine right now, I don't think has all the cylinders working. We need to get all the cylinders firing. That's the way to come off you two. Yep, that's what we're getting. That's what we should be working on, right? There you go. Nice job. Nice job.
You briefly had a shot at the Oakland job this past offseason. Would you like to run your own show again?
This organization, the Chicago Bears, has been very good to the Tice family. I love the players here, and there's a good feel. I'm in no rush to go anywhere. I want to win a Super Bowl before I retire. This is my 31st season, no Super Bowl rings. To me, that's the most important thing.
I've had guys that are fans say, Tice looks like the type of guy that I'd love to go out and have a beer with.
The whole thing is I'm blue collar. Whether that's good or bad, I like people. And people, when they ask a question, I think should be treated with respect. Whether it's a dumb question or not a dumb question. You know, so any of you guys out there that are listening to me, don't ask me this because I hate this. How are you guys going to do this year? And I always say, and it's probably the one time I'm a little snotty, what do you want me to say? We're not going to be very good? That's a dumb question. So, no, I think I like people, you know. And my wife, Diane, is funny because Diane says to me often, Mike, you like to talk, you know. And so what that means is you like to communicate with people. You like to give them the time of day. And people deserve that.
Coach, you want to go shoulder pads or shells? I said shells.
Oh, my God.
Huh? Can I have a hug?
What?